Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I guess I'm gonna believe it.
Yes.
I'm a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by faith, and I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Blog Talk Radio, good to have you with us tonight. Had just a slight slowdown on the way there, but that's all right. We're glad to have you with us. Wow, gotta go on. Here we go. Right now. Looks like we're live. Welcome, everybody. It is good to have you with us today.
There you are.
That's a good back to chat. Becky Chapman. You are a blessing to us.
Yes, you are.
You are a blessing to us. Just in your showing up, you encourage us in the Lord. Good evening from the backyard cookout. Wait a minute. I want some pork and beans. I want a burger with some cheese and a big slice of tomato and some onion on it. Hallelujah. What are you having? Give us a menu. Brother Dan Cottle, it's West Virginia. Just stop by. She's got a backyard cookout going. You know, that's what friends do. Go to each other's backyard cookout. So we welcome you tonight. I pray that you have been, sounds good, hamburger, hot dog, and corn.
Ooh,
that like corn on the cob?
Yeah,
like corn on the cob? You got to love that. You got to love that. Going to have a good time tonight. Hopefully, tonight, you know, hopefully today, you were busy. Sharing that video from last night. Ain't any other way to fix it. Amen. Have you ever fixed it in the microwave? Corn on the cob in the microwave? A lot of people have never done that, but if you cut off about that much, about what, half an inch?
Yeah.
Just where the ear of corn begins to swedge down, cut that off, stick it in the microwave for 2 minutes. When you pull it out, it'll be hot. Put a towel on it, and when you squeeze on the small end of that ear of corn, it'll pop that out with no hair.
Silk on it.
No hair whatsoever. And then all the sweet awesomeness is on the inside. That hair corn. I saw it from a redneck out of Kentucky on YouTube saying, oh, I ain't going to believe this, but it's really good. Y'all try it. He was right. It was really good.
It is.
And simple way to do it unless you got 45 people in the house. Now you got corn that's going to take you 90 minutes. And melt down your microwave by trying to get done. And the microwave be in there going, are you serious? You just fried me right there. But of course, if your husband's got a microwave out in the garage in the man cave, well, then you're in good shape. You got two. So now you know, it's a 45 minutes of it. Dan Cottle, where are you at tonight, brother? Just stay away from Memphis, man. We welcome all y'all for being here tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Velma Osborne Welch is here. Somebody roll out the carpet.
For you too.
Luke is our launching pad. She put it in a plastic bag. Oh, that's interesting. Don't worry about the stair. That was just the technology stair. Got to have it at least once in a night. Just once. It's usually within the first 10 minutes. Now, Sister Becca said she's got hamburgers and corn for supper. I got Whoppers. Thanks to Sister Leanne being faithful in Walmart.
bully stacked with frosting, waffles, Spearmint, and milk duds now. Life is good.
Well, you know, some people run Route 66 from one end to the other, and that's their summer run in the car. You and I are going to have a community of faith travel trip where we just start in Michigan, West Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and stop by and see Brother Dan wherever he is.
Yeah.
We love you guys too. We really do. You know. Amen. Make it here and feel in the Holy Spirit. Really. I declare all of our technology functions properly.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, according to my screen, I'm froze.
I don't see it froze.
Let's find that confession and let's put it up there. Well, that video was some people throughout the day. I would encourage you to just keep sharing that video of that lady and her miracle. Just share it. Joy made a big pot of chili beans. Wow, were they good. Woo! So tonight for supper, we have chili beans and we have hamburgers and hot dogs. And corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob, yeah.
Hallelujah. I got Whoppers. Brother Dan, I don't know what you got, but you guys are making comments. There we go. All right, now I'm back. Hey, fellas, Kay Raymond's with us.
No, fellas.
Is she? YouTube is up. Not here. Well, welcome everybody. Good to have you with us. Wow, isn't that interesting?
Okay, the declaration is up there for a moment. Felicia. Oh, I love Taco Bell. I'm so mad they made a seven-layer burrito.
It's just totally crazy.
What are you seeing?
I need somebody to help me find myself. Isn't that something?
Oh, Dan. Because he's not frozen either. That's not here was. I get it now. Thank you, Dan.
All right.
In the leg or something.
Oh, welcome. Isn't that something? This thing never ceases to amaze me. Felicia Eicher, welcome. cheated and had Taco Bell? That ain't cheating right there. That's wisdom.
Oh, that's awesome.
Potluck dinner, amen. Glad you guys were talking to Sister Leanne while I was staring at my phone. That is the strangest thing in the world.
We don't have Taco Bell here, Felicia, so we really miss it.
We have a place called Taco John's, and it's good.
It's good.
It's just not Taco. And for all of you that drive by a Burger King tomorrow, just stop and eat at it for us, would you?
Yeah, we don't have that either.
It's not like that's a high-dollar restaurant. Well, anymore it is, but we don't have that. We have to drive an hour to get to a Burger King. And it's not like we don't have any stores or restaurants, because we have 6 Mexican restaurants here in our beautiful little city. And we want you to eat at all of them, so all y'all come down here.
Bring some Taco Bell and Burger King with you, please.
Sunday Geyser's here. What's for supper, Sunday? Everybody's talking about supper tonight. Sunday Geyser and a couple of the other all y'alls out there on, on studio, in the YouTube studio, we welcome you. Isn't that something? It gave me a notification.
Of what?
Of this program. No, it gave me a notification. It gave me a notification 11 minutes ago. But the program went live.
Okay.
To this morning's program.
Oh, no kidding. Huh. Sunday had salad. Oh, I love salad, too. What kind? We made broccoli and cauliflower salad last night.
Leanne makes a really mean broccoli cauliflower salad.
Yeah, we can keep a huge bowl.
Onions. And
most of the time.
Isn't that something? Now, if I needed to take pictures so you guys can see it. Because now it just changed, and now I got the right one.
That's too funny. It's so funny. Okay. So it's good, though. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I don't know when there's ever been a time in my life in church that I have had this much fun.
I know.
In every church service. I mean, you guys realize we've done this 417 days in a row.
Boy, it doesn't seem
it
like,
doesn't it, seem like it, but what's amazing is we're not tired of each other.
Nope.
We love each other.
It just keeps getting better.
It's better and better, and we love more and more. And it's like there's people on YouTube tonight, and I don't know who you are except Sunday, but if you sign in alongside of Sister Sunday and let us know who you are, we definitely greet you right by your name and pray for you. Or shoot me a message like Brother Leo. It's cool. Love you, Leo. Wherever you are tonight, grind them. Don't grind the gears. Slide them gears and then haul that water, brother. Kicking devil. Kicking devil. I see your eyes moving. That's good.
Yes, it's really good. Okay, you're not frozen.
No. Wait. That's one of the classic statements of the community of faith. Okay, I see your eyes moving. It's one of those classic. Hey, there you go. Oh, look at here. Here comes the comments. I can start to see you guys are here. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm beginning to see the comments. It's getting to look a lot like Seal.
So do you want to do the declaration? Or
We do. We do. We definitely do. But I got to find myself first. I don't know if you ever had that experience of need to find yourself. But right now, go ahead. Just start. I'm in a technology zone here, so you guys. Just start, make the confession, let's go on.
Okay, so for everybody that can see the confession, we're going to declare this. Declare this with us tonight and every night for all of our technology. to function effectively. We declare all of our equipment and all of our technologies function properly every time we come together. From Genesis chapter 1, we are fruitful, we multiply, we subdue the earth, and we take dominion of our internet signal, our electronic devices, and every satellite that is necessary to make it work. We declare you will function properly every time we turn you on. Everything we do as a ministry always succeeds, unhindered,
unchecked by any outside force. Thank you, Jesus, for the example that you dominated all realms of authority all throughout your ministry, and we walk in your footsteps now. We declare a perfect program tonight and every night to the glory and the honor and the praise of the wonderful name of Jesus and to his righteousness that we have been made into. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen and amen. Now, somebody said it's looping back around. I don't know what to tell you on that. Every time, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. Why it does that? Everything is in the right place here where it's supposed to be, so we don't have any feedback on our end. And we declare in the mighty name of Jesus, there's no feedback on your end. And the blessing of the Lord helps, and this thing just comes up. We're moving it by our faith. This is what's got to happen every time we come. Just use your faith and move it. Isn't that something? Hey, she found this.
Oh, did she?
You know, Rebecca, for somebody that's been around here as much as you do, yeah, I know what's happening, ma'am. You're taking a right at the oak tree. You got to take a left there. And here in North Dakota, you have to go down the back alley and then come through the backyard. Just push the gate open. But make sure you latch it because we don't want Rip to get off.
He wouldn't go out without somebody anyway. Hi, Kelly.
Kelly Delkert, welcome. Kelly Delkert, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Remember, Becca, it's a left at the oak tree. Isn't that something? Felicia Eicher, bless you. This is a long Tuesday, but I got your message and I'm working on that. I think it's a great idea. Bless you, young lady. And if nobody else but us calls you young lady, we're always going to call you young lady.
Until you're 120. Then you might...
When you get 120, we're like, hey, look at there, you're halfway through life. Actually, by the time you get to 120, well, it's the millennium, and then we're going for 1,000. So
yeah.
At 120, you'll just be a spring chicken. Never done it before.
They bring out the best.
It's okay. It's okay. We're all making it happen. Matter of fact, tonight's message is just every one of you. If you're like, man, my life is full and going, tonight's message is for you. And we encourage you to be here and be a part. Wow, it's already 7:30. Isn't that something?
Wow, you've talked for a long time.
Now I wonder if I shared the right video to everybody. Everybody's over looking at this morning going, I don't think this is live.
Oh, wait, I see your eyes moving.
Now, we love you too, Rebecca. We love all you guys. Thank you for being our family, seriously. And, you know, thank you for chasing God. Thank you for chasing God. That's the greatest answer in all of our life, is to chase God, is to walk with God, and is to learn how to be in the body of Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Sister Leanne's going to preach for a minute or talk or something, because I got to write a note that just came to me and I got to get it in tonight's message. So help yourself. Pray then. Prophesy. Amen. We declare never hurt again, not another day. Amen. Healed every single day. Pray for healing for her again, if you would, please. Out loud.
We say for who?
For Joy. Pray for her out loud. Why?
We pray for continued health.
Amen.
And comfort and joy back. Thank you, Father, for her healing. We are so blessed with your blessing in our lives every day. And we're so grateful to you for it. And we thank you for all of the other healings that have taken place as part of this ministry and all of the ones that will. Thank you for bringing us all together here tonight. We love you. We love each other. We love being here together. And we're so blessed to have this ministry. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Doesn't she pray good?
I just got the finger.
Can you believe that? I just got the finger. This one.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. He's a pointy finger guy. Oh, my goodness.
I just gave pass to the finger. It was this one, like this, pointed to this. I am pressing on too. That's good. The title tonight, as it stands, unless the Father by the Holy Spirit says, oh no, talk about this for a while. Tonight's title is, God Bless Your Shine, Even If It's Simple. That's good. God bless your shine, even if it's a simple shine. Even if it's simple. And some people have a complex shine. Can you imagine the complexity of Brother Copeland's shine?
You might need to expound on that a little for me.
We're going to have a whole night on it. It's going to be a good night. And I want you to be here because every one of you are shining. That's what makes this place filled with joy when you come. Now, naturally, joy is with us. But it is filled with joy in every one of our hearts because every one of you are shining. Every single one of you are shining. And as you shine, the glory of the Lord comes off of you. It honestly does. And that glory is what is seen by everyone else out in the world. And it produces the life of God in other people's lives. It's called the glory of the Lord. Now, I'm sure all of you have noticed recently, the past couple nights, we haven't done the pledge and a moment of silence in that. I've just been testing saying, Lord, is that something we're supposed to be doing every time? Or is that just something we did for a time? But I'm being very specifically instructed to make sure we make that happen every time. And so I would ask you now, if you will, to rise with me. And if you can, please, Brother Dave, if you're driven, don't stand up. Brother Mike, if your hands are in a machine somewhere, please do not stand up and drive. All right? Just keep working. But anyways, rise. Let's give attention to the flag. We'll make our Pledge of Allegiance and have a moment of silence. And we'll be back with you here in about 3 minutes. Render, Your Honor. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today in their body bear the scars of battle in their soul and in their spirit. It's in honor of those who have faithfully served. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Let's pray. We'll open our session in prayer and pray for the great United States of America. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, here we are again today in the place you've called us to be, doing what you've called us to do, being what you've called us to be. Lord, as Americans, as the sons and daughters of Almighty God, as brothers and sisters of this great kingdom, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, we are here today to do your will, O Lord. Now, on this day, as in every day, we thank you for these great United States of America. As our great father in the faith said, Dr. Hilton Sutton, as with America, so goes the world. And in the mighty name of Jesus, right here, right now, we the people stand up and say, America is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Once again tonight, from Psalm 133, we declare how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. And we hook our arms together tonight with the body of Christ and say, God bless the body of Christ. God bless the body of Christ. God bless all of our leaders, the fivefold ministry. God bless the parts of the body, every individual member, and we declare every one of us are in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time with the right people for the right reason. Because we found our place in this body in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless every person that's with us tonight. Every one of these good believers. Oh, Lord, they're all over the United States and around the world. We bless you now, today, with the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless them. We know you said where two or three of us gathered together, we hook our faith with the millions that are gathered together in your name. We hook our faith with the millions that are praying all over the world right now, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare, thank you, Lord, that you are helping us find our place greater and better and more perfect and more specific every day in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless this nation. We declare over every patriotic organization, find your place, function in it, and lock arms with everyone who's around you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, help every one of the Christians and every one of our patriotic organizations to rid our conversation of every ism that is destructive to this nation. Get them out and help us speak liberty and justice for all. That we are endowed by our Creator with those certain inalienable rights, which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody just say this with me. America.
America.
Receive the truth tonight.
Receive the truth tonight.
One nation under God.
Yes, one nation under God.
And your rights come from God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that all around this world, not just here, but here in America, you set up the governments. Jesus is our lawgiver. Jesus is our judge. And Jesus is our king. The executive branch, or the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the executive branch of any government. And we declare you king of kings and Lord of lords on this earth. Jesus, use us and move through us. We declare right now that everyone who's gone to politics and is there leading our nation in any way, that you are delivered from the foolish and ignorant men. Say this about your brothers and sisters. We are delivered, from foolish and ignorant men, who only want to harm us because they've given themselves over to the devil. Thank you, Lord, you deliver us. Deliver our politicians. Lord, deliver Capitol Hill from the wickedness,
yes,
that is there now in the name of Jesus. Deliver our beautiful Capitol from the wickedness that is there now. Everyone, we don't care who they are, Democrat, Republican, Supreme Court judge, we don't care who they are. Get out of this nation. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Then we say, thank you, Father, for all of our peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Bless them, Lord, wherever they are tonight. We declare by the angels of the Lord that any place that's filled with rage and anger and things going on, that the peace comes because an angel comes and stands right in the middle of it. No more outcry in the streets from Psalm 144. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now, let's make our declaration for the isms. Chris Geiser Rich, Sunday, welcome. Thank you, Father, that you are doing a very awesome, mighty, powerful work through all of these people's lives, through every one of us, that we're doing your work. Everybody make this declaration with all the faith you got. To all the isms, it is impossible for you to destroy the United States of America. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God, and we are rebuilding every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against us comes back on you now, and every pit you have dug for us to fall into, you fall into it yourself immediately in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 44, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are building, the walls of righteousness in the name of Jesus. And now let's have our Patriot Declaration. Amen. Get him, Rebecca. Serious about it. Get him. About time we finally got you to pray, Rebecca. Here's the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work
for which we fought for and so
nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored folk, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these
shall not
have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God, experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today, and this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sins, Lord, and heal this land. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we read the words and seek your face and pray.
Amen.
Now, Father, have your way here tonight. May the revelation of this truth that you have given to me, may the revelation of the knowledge of the word of this wisdom that you've shared with me to give, may the revelation of it transform us and help us see into a new level of you we've never seen before. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. We declare this according to your holy word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody shout a big amen. And amen. And amen. And amen.
Al says amen.
Brother Al, it's good to see you, man. Velma, Al, Rebecca, Dan, Becca Chapman, Audrey Van Gessel's with us. Bless you, Audrey. Good to have you with us. I wash the dishes. I am very blessed. I do wash the dishes. Kelly Delkert's with us. Eichers with us. Bless you, Sister Leanne Cottles. giving me the finger, the pointy finger. If you guys all thought that was funny when she said she gave me the finger, I thought it was funny too, all right? And then I thought, you know, maybe I ought to just let everybody know that she was giving me the point finger this way. I'm sure you guys can tell there's not a mean bone in Sister Lee's body. Unless, of course, you're messing with the children. And then it's not mean. This beautiful child of God then becomes the Terminator, the Liberator, and the Equalizer all in one person. And you think that Chuck Norris is bad? Don't just mess with her. She could take a charge and just, you know, she just look at it. He'll run and cower and hide. So, we welcome you to tonight's program. I hope you came ready to have fun. Did you come ready to have fun?
I did.
And enjoy the life of God, the works of God, and the things of the ministry. Now, let's open our Bible up. Yes, that's right, Felicia. That is right, as any mama would. But I think what I was trying to say is it ain't going to matter whether it's your kids or anybody else's kids. You mess with kids, she don't care whose kid it is. She can fix the mess up. I want to go to Matthew 19:13. As any good mama would do. That's the truth right there. If you won't protect your kids, then we got to wonder. Matthew 19, verse 13. A universal mama. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare over Becca's internet that all of it works supernaturally by the amazing power of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. Ready? Hold your Bible up. We're going to make a confession about the Word of God. Say it with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
That is your phone.
I know my Bible's in the other room. Do you want to wait a minute?
Now I'm pointing the finger. That is your phone. Go. This is my Bible.
My phone.
Order in the court. Here we go. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I go do what it tells me to do. Today I will be taught the Word of God.
It is changing my life.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
I receive it as a seed.
That is producing a hundredfold and more.
In my life, right now, tonight.
In Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we submit this time to you. I give my lips to you. I give my ears to you. I give everything I've ever learned or known to you. Flow through me tonight so that I can be the blessing these people come to receive from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare signs, wonders, miracles happen, and the revelation knowledge of God impacts everybody's life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody shout a big amen. Matthew chapter 19, we're going down to verse 13, 14, and then the little children were brought to him, that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. Do not do that. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed from them. Now, that's a real short excerpt of Jesus' life. But Jesus was serious about the little children. Now, back to our title for tonight. Let your light shine, no matter how simple it is. Say it with me. I'm letting my light shine.
I'm letting my light shine.
If it's just my phone. Huh. God bless your shine, no matter how big or small it is, whether it seems complex or simple.
Amen.
I want you to think about it. Would you consider Billy Graham's light to be a bright and shining light?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bright light. I said earlier about Brother Copeland. Can you imagine the complexity of Brother Copeland's organization that is literally covering the globe, the whole globe, every single day can hear a message from Brother Kenneth Copeland anywhere on the whole globe. Now, I don't know if that means anything to you. That is absolutely amazing because I understand on this side the complexity of the network that God has helped that man together, create, and establish over his lifetime. That's just amazing. He's not even like 100 yet. He's only like 85. All right? So that's complex. But I want you to see it. Yeah, there you go. See, Felicia just nailed it right there. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Even the disciples who walked with Jesus every day walked with Jesus every day, said, get those kids away from me. Now, how could they do that? How could the disciples who watched Jesus flow all day long, every day for 3.5 years, how could they say to them, why, keep them kids away? Now, in the day I live and the people I've been around, I can see Jesus giving them a nunchuck on the head saying, hey, what's wrong with you, boy? Wait, I did not say that was biblical. I didn't say it was biblical. But think about that little song that Felicia just said, this little light of mine, I am going to let it shine. What is that song telling you and me? Of course, we give it to the kids and say that's cute for the kids. Oh, isn't it sweet how they sing it? Well, yeah, it is. But there's a revelation. A gib slap. There's a revelation in that song. And that is this. God is serious about every person. And you might think, you know what? I don't have a big fancy thing like you're doing, Pastor. It ain't about that. It's about you have a light and you let it shine no matter where it is and no matter where you're going, and you be specific to make that light shine. Just let it go. Why? Because God needs you in this earth shining with the light of his glory. Pour out your power and love as we say, holy, holy, holy. Matthew 5:13 through 16. Matthew 5. Matthew 5:13 through 16. I want you tonight to realize that when you come here, you are letting your light shine. And all of you that make the comments and say things, you might not even think like Don't stop singing now. Thank you, Felicia. Tonight we're letting YouTube do the singing. Go ahead, Sunday, Chris, sing, guys.
There you go.
All right, now watch. Look at this. Verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. Well, no, come on, Pastor. That was Jesus. No. In the Bible, I want you to look at them words. Those words are so hot, they turn red. These are fire words. But Jesus didn't look at him and said, hey, thank you, Dan. Welcome, Julian and Vimala. Dan must be sitting on a higher hill than me because he's welcoming everybody before I see him on. Wait a minute. Hey, Dan, let your light shine. Even when you're just welcoming the new folks, that's a good light right there.
Yes,
I love it.
It is. Yes, it is.
Jesus wasn't saying, I'm the salt of the earth. Jesus saying, you are the salt of the earth. Just letting it settle in a little bit. Sometimes you got to stop talking. Just let the silence. Wait, you might be a senior citizen thinking, wait, there ain't nothing I'm doing. I go to the garden. I weed the garden. I pluck my flowers and, you know, whatever. I go down and drink a cup of coffee. It don't matter what you're doing. You have a light to shine. You have a salt to savor the world with. Everybody help me out right now by adding some comments. Name some things that salt does. Everybody name some things that you use salt for. Just put it right in the comments. I'll drink a cup of coffee and I'll have a thin mint while I'm waiting for you. Go ahead. Bum bum dum da 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 da. I'm singing, Felicia. Da 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 da. Okay, you can stop singing that song. Pastor, I don't know what to tell you, but I think you lost the anointing on that song right there. If you ask me, that was all the play. Amen. Hey, come on, Al Barton. Look at Al Barton.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The first statement made is ice cream making.
Yeah.
I want you to know something. I have asked this question for 30 years in the ministry. Do you know that Al Barton is the first time that anybody has ever said ice cream making?
Wow. You raised this to a whole new level.
I am going to give a ram's horn blast for Al Barton. If you haven't been to Dream social lately, you don't even know what that means. That's a good one, Al.
Yeah, it is.
Think about it. What is that salt doing to make the ice cream?
I don't know. What does it do?
Al, what does the salt do to the ice cream making process? It melts the ice, which drops the temperature. And as it drops the temperature, the cream freezes.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Because that's what I believe. All right, let's keep going. It also does seasoning. Al's typing an answer about what the salt does. I know he is because he's a good friend of mine. And Al, if you want to explain it on the radio, you can just dial in at this wonderful number, 516-387-1459. Now, I like Felicia's answer. Salt is a seasoning. Oh, man, I got a whole answer out of L. Yep. That's what it does. As the ice is melting, it lowers the temperature enough to create the freezing point for the cream and the sugar. And now, hallelujah, I'm ready for some homemade ice cream. I would imagine it's probably been 25 years since I've had homemade ice cream.
Oh my goodness.
All right, starting a homemade ice cream tour. All right, so we got ice cream making, seasoning. This is salt. All right. And then we have the Heritage House. I don't think that has anything to do with salt. All right. Now, amen. Peach ice cream. I believe that's what we're talking about. Amen. Let's name another thing that salt does in our daily life. I've been watching for some answers over here on the YouTube. Haven't got one yet, but that's all right. We're watching. All right. Another thing that salt does, Sister Leanne?
Melts ice.
It melts ice.
Or you can use salt and water to get the bugs out of your mushrooms and cauliflower.
You can use salt and water to get the bugs out of your mushrooms and cauliflower. Now, I want you to realize something. In 30 years of ministry, I've never heard ice cream making or get the bugs out of my stuff.
You've been very sheltered.
How about this? Salt purifies. Get salt in the womb.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And you can exfoliate with it, too.
And you can exfoliate with it. I am telling you, this is a whole new message tonight that I now have to change everything about because I have not heard any of these before. But that's all right. I've never heard anybody say salt does peach. What's the purpose of what you're saying, Pastor? Because Jesus said that you and I are the salt of the world. It's for canning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Salt will preserve. Salt will preserve meat. I still haven't figured out the peach thing, but I'm working on it. Salt, I've salted my apple, but I've never salted a peach. I salt watermelon. Oh, peach ice cream, you made me think of it. Well, I guess I nailed it then. How many? Wait. I just got grossed. Okay? How many of you salt your tomatoes or your apples or your watermelon?
Okay, tomatoes you can salt, but not apples or watermelon.
What is Jesus saying to us? All of this stuff, it does. They put salt on the roads to melt the snow.
Yeah.
Right?
Really, Felicia?
Come on.
Really?
Come on, Felicia. All them chickens that don't know how to salt their tomatoes and their potatoes.
Tomatoes and potatoes is fine.
No. But that's reasoning. Say this with me. I am salt in this earth. Yes, you are. Now, I want you to notice what Jesus makes the statement of here. If the salt loses its flavor, this is a very interesting statement, isn't it?
It is.
How shall it be used as a seasoning? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Say it.
My salt
in this world
is
very, very amazing. They only use salt on the roads to make your automobiles holy. It's a good one, Al. Some of you have been trying to make your car holy, but you just got to get some salty roads, all right? Now, let's keep reading. You are the light of the world. You are. Say this with me. I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the world.
You are the light of the world. You have a place and a responsibility of light on this earth. How about salt in baking? What does salt do for baking? Kathy Angaroni's here. Good to have you with us, ma'am. It's very good to have you with us. Now, I want you to see this. Just lost you guys. There. Oh, my goodness. All right. I want you to see this. Jesus. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. And then he said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You want to say it? I am a city. And everybody needs to see it. Wait, you might say, Pastor, but I'm not like you. Brother Dan was talking about this the other day. Facebook is, I won't make that statement. God bless Facebook. Thank you, Facebook, for putting us on here, letting us do this. We shout glory. Now that we said that, we declare that all of our systems work tonight, no matter where you are.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody say this. By my faith,
by my faith.
I declare everybody's electronic device works tonight. By faith, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Salt that is salty, you're not going to hide it. You ever get to a restaurant where it's like, whoa, these people use way too much salt here. Well, as soon as you taste it, you're like, that is way too much salt for this meal. I forget where it was. I was eating chicken a while back, chicken dinner, and I'm like, wow, these people, they put so much salt in their seasoning that it made it taste bad, and I didn't even eat the rest of it.
Really?
I thought I could just scrape it all off the outside, but they must have soaked it in a salty brine because, you know, it just was no good. And like Sister Becca said, it's used for pickling processes.
Yeah.
All right? It's there to make a good dill pickle. Watch. Do they light a lamp and put it on a lampstand and then cover it up? I do that. I got a spotlight you can see that's on the flag. And then I got four other lights right here above my head to make sufficient lighting so that my face can actually be seen in there. Been very interesting learning how to do lighting. Mm-hmm. And we've learned. Let's say this. Everywhere I go, I am an important person. Everywhere you go. Why? You bring flavor. You bring seasoning. You come in and your presence melts a heart of stone just by you being there. How about you that are in a situation with your mate? Maybe your mate is just hard-hearted. Guess what? Guess what can happen to a cold, icy heart when the salt hits it? No. melt, 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 drippy, drip, drip, and next thing you know, that person is a different person. Everybody just use your faith now for our brothers and sisters. I declare over every one of the members of the community of faith in the name of Jesus that the hearts of stone around you are melted by the glory of the saltiness of your life. And the light, the glorious light of Jesus shines on your face in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's keep reading. Verse 16. Let your light so shine. Let it shine. Jesus is saying, let your light shine. Don't be covered up. That men may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That means everybody's going to have some works that you do. Many of you, your works is to come right here and make a comment. It seems to run, we usually have about 10 people making comments. But 20 people could make comments in here. They could. They could, and it would all make sense. Sooner or later, all of us would be like, wow, I just kept up with 20 conversations. You'd hang the phone up at night and just lay down in the bed and be like, you'd be gone. Your brain would be like, whoa, I'm just wore plumb out right now. Yes, Audrey, please pay attention to driving in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, Audrey, we'll do all the talking. You do the listening. I want you to notice verse 16. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works. There's a whole lot of people say, well, I don't ever want anybody to know what I'm doing. Hold it. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, Jesus said, let your light so shine that men can see your good works. Now, don't let it shine if you're doing bad works. When you got a bad attitude and you're feeling mouthy and you're angry and you're saying words that you shouldn't be saying, don't let anybody see it. Turn and walk away. Get out of the house. Go do something different. Get yourself in order. Most of all, learn to use your faith and grab a hold of yourself and say, get your stuff together right now, young lady, young man. And get control of it. Why? Because they need to see your good works. And they will glorify the Father in heaven when they see your good works. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let's go to, remember that other verse I gave us? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, Corinthians, Luke chapter 25. Luke 10, 25 through 42. Say it with me. A day in the life of Jesus.
A day in the life of Jesus.
A day in the life of Jesus. Now, verse I just gave you, but wait, I just was looking at my paper here, and when I did, I saw some other verses.
Right.
Don't you like it when you see some other verses? Whoops. Don't mess with the camera. Here we go. Luke 10:21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, Lord, I thank you. Said, ah, goodness. And said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them to the babes. And actually, what he's saying is to those who are of simpler understanding. Simple does not mean stupid. Simple really means you have great common sense. Have you ever met somebody with so many degrees they're absolutely useless in this world?
Yes.
I met a man who was 55 years old. He was still in school. He had degree after degree after degree after degree, and he wrote a math book that was about this thick, like 6,000 pages. He understood all the Thakalaganaganaganan theories and everything you could imagine to the nth degree, and he was absolutely useless, couldn't get a job, and couldn't keep a job. Don't be that person. Don't covet that person's life. Be glad you got common sense that works. Watch what Jesus said. I am glad you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son will reveal to him to. Now, 23, he said to the disciple, blessed are your eyes, which see the things you see. I'm going to say to all of you guys, bless your eyes for what you're seeing and you're grabbing a hold of and you're holding on to. God bless your eyes that you see. We have no idea, none of us do, of all the effect that this program is having around the world. There is no way humanly to know. Our prayer every time we come here is, God, bring every person to the program that needs to be here and take this message everywhere you want it to go. And I'm telling you, it goes in just the most amazing places you've ever seen. Now, I tell you, many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see, and they've not seen it, and to hear what you hear, and they've not heard. Say it with me. But I see it, and I've heard it, and I live it every day. I lost my comments. There they are back saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, here we go with the parable of the Good Samaritan. I want you to see this. Say this with me. I'm going to let my light shine.
I'm going to let my light shine.
No matter how simple it may seem. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. You know what? One day I was walking into a restaurant, and I reached down on the way into the restaurant and picked up a piece of trash that was laying on the ground. Walked in the door, handed it to the lady behind the counter there at the restaurant, and handed it to her, and she threw it away. She looked at me and said, did you really just do that? I'm like, what? She said, did you just pick that trash up for us? I'm like, well, yeah, I did. Why? She said, I've never seen anybody do that before. That's all right. What, you want me to put it back out there?
Yeah.
She goes, no, that's probably one of the nicest things I've ever seen. By I'm like, well, if I own the restaurant, I would want people to pick it up and then kick it away. She's like, that's one of the nicest things I've ever seen. You know what was happening? My light was shining just because I like to have a tidy place.
Yeah.
Light was shining. She just smiled the whole time I'm in there. Why? Because she saw it happen and my light was shining. I wasn't saying anything. I thoroughly did not expect anybody to say or even see it. I'm just not going to walk over trash when I can reach down and pick it up and throw it away myself. Amen. Amen. Father, right now we pray for Felicia's 15-year-old. Split his toe open on a 3/4-inch piece of plywood, and now he seems to hit it on everything. We say, toe be healed instantly. Instantly, now, completely healed, and no more banging and bumping in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And may Felicia hang on to that piece of 3/4-inch plywood really tight, because it's worth a lot of money in this day. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Healing in that toe right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. done.
It is done.
Verse 25. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and asked him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, Stupid lawyer, what's wrong with you? That's not what he said. Even if that's how you feel towards some group of people, that's not what Jesus said. And that's not what you should have said. He said, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? Now, two different words. What's in the law and what is it that you read while you're reading that law? Right? He answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said, you have answered rightly. Do this and you will live. What are our two commandments that we walk by? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's our two commandments. If you do them, you will always do right by everybody. Why? Because that's the law of God. Jesus said, all of the law and all of the prophets are wrapped up in these two commandments. As a whole, there are 613 laws that they had to abide by in the law. And Jesus said, all that law is wrapped up in two commandments. Now let's read the story. You ready? But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, well, then who's my neighbor? Jesus answered and said, don't get cocky with me, buddy. In the mighty name of Jesus, Kathy Angaroni, you are healed, Matt is healed, Joey is healed, and your whole family is healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 30. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, who stripped him of his clothing and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Have you ever wondered where the statement is? That person's half dead. Maybe that's where you got it. I'm going to half kill you, boy, if you don't change.
Did your mom say
that? No, my mom would never make a statement like that. I heard one lady say, I'm going to kill you and make another one that looks just like you. Amen. Sing it. All right, everybody, we got to help Sister Kathy. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel.
No!
I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. What happened to Rebecca's toe?
I know, that's a practice.
Rebecca, are you doing judo again and you're trying to break boards?
What did you do to your toe?
Evidently, her toe's been sore for a while. We declare over Rebecca's toe and her feet.
Perfect.
And all y'all's bones and your joints and the marrow and everything. Healed and healthy and whole and strong. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to let it shine. All right, back to the verse. We can't be doing too much singing, Kathy. Come on. Look at verse 31. Now a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed over to the other side. And walked on his way. 32, likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed over. The Samaritan. Now wait, I want you to see what Jesus is doing. Jesus is teaching a powerful lesson because the priest thought they were something. And he walked on the other side of the road. The Levites were the ones The Levites were the ones that did all the work in the temple. They thought they were good. Can you imagine walking over and looking at somebody laying half dead on the side of the road and then just walking on down the road?
No.
But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. So he went to him and bandaged his wound, pouring on oil and wine, and set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I come again, I will repay you. And you gotta love what Jesus said next. 3, do you think was a neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said to Jesus, he who showed mercy on him. Jesus said, did you get it? Yes, he did. He said, go and do likewise. Just so you know, I just got the finger again. If you weren't here at the beginning, Sister Leanne gave me the finger earlier this way. She gave me this finger. Hi, Wilma. Hi, Brother Mike. Love you guys. It's a good day. We are in Luke chapter 10, the story of the Good Samaritan, and our title is this. Your little light shine. I don't know what the title is. What's the title in there? God bless your shine, even if it is simple. May God bless your little light shining, your bright light shining, or whatever kind of shine it is. God bless it, even if it's a simple shine. Here's what ends up happening, guys, if we're not careful. We'll get into hero worship. I was just letting it soak in.
Oh.
We'll talk about Mr. Big Stuff on TV and his amazing worship team, but we won't get involved and help the local church be have a good worship team. That's hero worship. Say it with me. I'm going to let my light shine. And it's going to be full brightness. No matter where I am, in the big house or in the little house. If I'm walking down the road, I am going to be the Samaritan that stops and helps the person out of the ditch. And you know what? He didn't do it because somebody was watching him. And he didn't take a camera and film it. Hey, a little bit of silence doesn't hurt. It makes us think. Hold on, wait. What did you just say, Pastor? I'm saying to you that thank God for the big ministries, like I'm saying tonight, Brother Copeland, who literally 24 hours a day around the whole globe. You can hear the message of Kenneth Copeland if you can find the right platform to get it on. You'll be able to hear it. And Facebook and YouTube, it doesn't matter where you are around the world, you have access to Brother Copeland's messages. And the cool thing about it, anybody else that wants to access it can Madison. Brother Copeland's just on TV and radio and shortwave, and I mean, that man's on everything that you can imagine. God's assignment was all the way around the middle and from the top to the bottom, cover the whole globe with the glory of God. Well, that's a severe assignment, guys. That is a severe assignment, and he's been faithful to get it done. We started out tonight with Jesus saying, let the little children come. God is serious about your kids. Don't put the kids in the back room and just feed them popsicles and never tell them about Jesus. That's not his plan. Yeah. You might put them in the back room so the noise doesn't interrupt the church service if you have a church building. But don't stick them back there and not give them peace. They can cast out demons, heal the sick, and raise the dead. I think one of the coolest stories I heard was there was a man named Ron Lute, who is a powerful man of God, and he was a blessing to the youth of this day back in the 90s and early 2000s. And he would have kids come to his place. He would train them for 2 weeks or a week, whatever, and then he would take them literally around the world. He would end up taking 4,000 to 8,000 kids around the world every summer. That's amazing. And they would do crusades, and they would do things, and those kids, he would teach them how to cast out demons, heal the sick, and raise the dead. The cool part I heard was when all these kids got together, and they have them like from 12 to 18, and this group of 12-year-olds, one of the girls had acne. And after about a day or two of them teaching them the word of God and faith, one girl said to the girl that had acne, I think we ought to just pray for you right now. Amen. And she said, for what? Well, so your face would be healed and you no longer have acne. And she was like, do you think Jesus would do that? She said, well, come here. Well, as soon as that girl stood up in faith, a whole flock got around her. And they said, in the name of Jesus, acne gone. And the girl's face went perfect, no acne. And they were 12-year-olds that did this. Wait a minute. Can you imagine what happens when you get your 12-year-old realizing they have authority over demons rather than submitting to them in the words of the songs in the game they play? When your kids realize they can cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead themselves, they don't have nothing but faith, man. Yeah. Till you teach them to doubt, they're going to be full of faith. I'm like, wow, what a testimony that was. Yeah. Young lady from our church, I think she was in Australia somewhere. I'm not sure where she was. She went to a lot of different places. She went somewhere every year from like 12 to 18. She was gone, man. It's cool. There was a lady laying on the side of the road, a beggar. She was lame. She couldn't walk. They went up to her just for Jesus. Bunch of 14-year-old kids. Said, ma'am, can we pray for you? Oh, please do. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. The lady jumped up off that thing and just started running and shouting and jumping and dancing. Why? Because you let your light shine. Whether you're the big wig on the stage, 70,000 people are there, or you let your light shine because you're walking down the road and there's somebody there that needs Jesus. I'm telling you, Mike, that's a lot more fun than Grand Theft Auto. That's a lot more fun. So that lady was healed, and they saw her the next day, and she was shouting glory. She was just so happy. You ready for this? You're not ready for this. Either the third or the fourth day, they were walking down the same sidewalk, and there she was laying on that cot again, not healed. And they said, why are you here? She said, well, I went to church and they told me I couldn't be healed like that, that it might not last. And look at me, it didn't last. And the kid said, let us pray for you again. She goes, well, you can try if you want, but God just wants me to be this way. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, right now we speak over Jake. We speak over Jacob.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on, Sam. Ma's feeding me dinner. I declare right now in the name of Jesus over Jake. Jake, be healed in your body, and no matter what it is in his body, nothing. We speak life in his body right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Toe be healed, body be healed, back be healed. All y'all be healed right now. In my name of Jesus. Say this with me. I'm letting my light shine. No matter how big or little. Every one of you that just prayed for Jake. Every one of you are a part of seeing Jake change. Every one of you are a part of Felicia Eicher's 15-year-old son being healed. Every one of you are a part of the power of God flowing through this ministry, changing the lives of everybody that's here. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whether you've been here one day or you've been here all the days, it doesn't matter. You're here. Now, let's go to the next level of this message so we can get her done. You ready? Verse 38, Luke 10, 38. Now, wait, I paused. I got to say one more thing about the Samaritan. Say it with me. I will be like the Samaritan. And I will help those who are in need. In Jesus' mighty name. And then say it. Lord, help me always do my part. And be led by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Justin Fain. Hi, Justin. Welcome. Good to have you here. Just in faith. I like that. I am just in faith, too. Luke 10, 38. Now, it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him to her house. This is going to turn out to be Lazarus' house with his sisters, Martha and Mary. Ready? Keep reading. Verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me. And Jesus said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Now watch. What is this about, Pastor? This is about you and I. Say this with me. No matter how many talents I have.
No matter how many talents I have.
Jesus wants me to be with him. Jesus came in the house teaching, and God, Jesus said to Martha about Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Is there anything wrong with Martha serving Jesus a plate of food or a glass of water? No. But when he started teaching to give yourself to the glass of water and all the dishes rather than to be with Jesus teaching, now. Why? I want you to learn something and get this so deep inside of you. I've said it enough times, and the Holy Spirit's been dealing with me about it to say it, and I'm going to say it tonight. Every gift, talent, and ability you have, thank God you have it. But God isn't interested in your gift, talents, and ability when they don't include you being with him. Why? Because in the kingdom of God, God don't need your skills. God needs you to be in the presence and carrying an anointing so that you can pray a prayer and that anointing destroys the yoke in somebody's life. Well, brother, pastor, brother, doctor, reverend, pastor, if I need a prayer, somebody's anointing needs to be doing something, I'll call Brother Copeland. No, don't call Brother Copeland. You do it. Yeah, but what if I don't know how? Well, spend some time with God and get anointed. And function from that anointing. You might be like, Pastor, what are you saying? Amen, you ready? I'll say it this way. I can sing. I can sing four-part harmony. I can sing all four parts of a four-part harmony song. Now, aren't you just impressed?
I love you.
Everybody's like, Pastor, you're supposed to let your light shine, not your skills. That's exactly what I'm saying. Do you know what a song sounds like when the person singing it has no anointing? Yeah. You ever been in a church where they're having singing and everybody's singing and there's zero anointing, there's zero presence of God there and everybody in the place singing in perfect harmony? Why? Because you're using your harmony and you're not going for the presence of Almighty God. Do you know who God wants to use the most in the kingdom of God? God wants to use the people that are willing and that will get along with him and get the anointing on their life. If you won't get anointing on your life, how can he use you? Because he's got to have someone that has the ability to get along with him, get the power, and then set people free everywhere they go. One time I was driving in the quartet. It would have been my second year. So now I'm pretty experienced at traveling in the quartet. Ready for this, Becca? We were in Charleston, West Virginia. Big, beautiful, some kind of church. I don't remember. And when you opened the door and walked in that place, not only was there no presence of God in that building at all, that building was cold. We traveled in the summertime because we had school throughout the year. So it was summertime in West Virginia. And inside that building, it was cold. And that was in the first year because we were singing a cappella. We didn't have a band that year. And we stood up on the platform to sing. And it felt like our words, yes, that's right, Sunday Dry Bones. It felt like our words came out of our mouth and just fell straight on the ground. No matter how you tried to use your diaphragm to project your voice throughout that building, it did nothing. Our harmony was perfect. We were anointed. The man we traveled with made sure that every day we were in the presence of God. We were seeking God. We were praying for his help and his strength. He was a very good man, a very great man of God, and he made sure we were in his presence. It was a very, very sad day because everything fell. Well, I hope I didn't give too many identifying factors because I don't want to bring shame to anybody. Watch this. We found out that the pastor was in horrible sin. Blatant, open, public sin. And nobody in the church cared. And when you walked in that building, there was no presence of God there at all. It was literally cold inside that building. On a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in the morning for church. What is your point, Pastor? That man had a master's degree. That man had been there at like 20 years. That's right, Felicia. I want you to see this. Say this with me. Of everything I know and understand,
everything I know and understand,
the most important thing for me,
is to be alone with the Father
and get that supernatural anointing that causes me to be a blessing. I want you to understand something, guys. Some of you think that you don't have anything to offer too many people. But I want you to know that you show up here, you make comments on YouTube, you make comments here on Facebook. Some of you are over on Blog Talk Radio with us. And you're some of the most powerful believers of our day. Why? Because you make this program work every single night. You are literally the key people making this program work every night.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And Dr. Reverend Somebody Big Stuff can show up with a degree and listen, but if he doesn't ever lift a hand to help us get the work done, what is he? Except Dr. Reverend Big Stuff. I've had 5 years of Bible college, but if I stand here and that's the first thing I say to you, well, because I had 5 years of Bible college, now I want you to receive from me tonight. What is that? What is that? Because when you get it, when you stand here, and that is that you have been with him and his anointing is on you.
Amen.
To get the work done. I want you to think about it. Anybody can answer the phone on a prayer phone line. Anybody can pick up a phone and say, hello. But now in order to be able to pick that phone up and say, I bind you, devil, you got to do some work. You got to do some spiritual work on the inside of you so that you can carry the presence and power of God with you. So when you say, in the name of Jesus, I declare healing. Healing happens, and it doesn't come from education. It doesn't come from information. That comes from revelation and the presence of Almighty God in your life. And you don't get that by going away to a Bible college for 5 years. You get that because you're in the presence of God every day saying, I want to be more like you.
Yeah.
Say it with me. This little light of mine. Lord, please help it shine with the glory of your presence. Think about where we were tonight. We started out with Jesus saying, bring the little children to me. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Then we went to that you and I are salt and light. You savor this world. You bring flavor to this world. You bring thawing to the cold, hard chunks of ice. You make some pretty sweet ice cream. That's what you do. You're the light of the world. That means that light on the inside of you that is Jesus, he's trying to make it shine. But I'm going to tell you, the way that light shines the brightest is when you spend some time alone with him saying, Jesus,
yeah,
I just want to be more like you. Father, I welcome you into my room, into my house, into my life. I want to be more like you in every part of my life. You know, I keep saying we need about 3 or 4 employees to help us keep up with everything around here. But I'm going to tell you, I don't need a typer. I don't need a phone answerer. I need someone who is filled with the presence of God and will say, it don't matter whether I'm typing or answering. I'm going to be the blessing to whoever's there. And before you show up, say, God, anoint me today to do my work. Now, I'll give you a good reference. You ever have a hero that not many people know? I have one. And he's a good friend of mine. His name is Ray Bench. He goes to church in Living Word. Mighty man of God. When he was first going to the church there, well, actually, he might have been there about 5-6 years before me. He became Dr. Berkeley's, whatever you call it, attaché, right-hand man, field supervisor, something. Dr. Berkeley has a secretary. Her name is Susan. So he wasn't the secretary, but he ran with him everywhere he went, and he took care of the whole field ministry. He was quite a guy. Ray's an amazing guy. And one day I said to him, I'm like, Ray, how do you do all that? He said, well, when I first started the job, and I'd show up at 8 o'clock, he said, it only took me a couple of weeks to realize, no. I don't know what I'm doing at all. And even though I know how to answer a phone and make an appointment, I'm showing up now at 7 o'clock, and I'm spending an hour underneath my desk in prayer, and God anoint me to do this work. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. And he said, then it was the next year that I said, no, an hour ain't enough. I'm showing up 2 hours early. And he said, there's days I show up here 4 hours early because I know what's happening that day, and I want the anointing and the presence of Almighty God. And I'm in my office 4 hours early praying, saying, God, anoint me to do the work you've given me to do as an assistant to this great man of God. Yeah. You know what? When Ray launched into his own ministry, it took like 5 men to fill the position. Why? Because he sought the anointing of God to help him get the work done. Amen? Listen, he did it. You don't have to have a degree to seek the anointing of God. You don't have to have a degree. Matter of fact, many times, degrees get in your way. Because you hide behind that degree. Well, don't you know I know how to? Yeah, okay. Prove it by the anointing on your life. That's why I say to everybody that's here, all of you guys that's here tonight, you guys are proof of an anointing on your life because you sit here and you make this thing roll and go and verses and comments, and it brings the truth to the in every single session. You know what? We welcome anybody. Phyllis K. Raymond is welcome. She's probably one of our senior people. My mom is welcome. She's one of the senior members there. Julian and Bamala are some of our senior members. They're welcome. We welcome their wisdom here with us. Matter of fact, Dan said Julian and Bamala's here. I never saw it, but in the name of Jesus, Julian, I speak over all your organ systems right now, healing and health and strength to your body right now in the name of Jesus. And no necessity of any operation, another day in your life, and supernatural strength making you as strong as someone 20 years your younger. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray it right now. Everybody shout a big amen on that.
Amen, amen, amen.
You ready? I'm going to hit this again. This is a good one. The pitcher ain't pitching, so I'll throw my own ball up and hit a home run. Ready? Thank God for Brother Copeland. Thank God for Billy Graham. Thank God for whoever your hero is in this earth. But hero worship and hero chasing produces no anointing. We love you guys. We truly love you guys. You encourage our hearts every time you come here, Julian and Bamala.
You
encourage all of our hearts every time you come here. Dear Sister Mary is from Singapore. And I finally had to get the map out the other day to figure out what all you guys are over there, where you guys are. All right. So now we got to visit two people when we show up there on your little piece of land or big piece of land. It's a little. I don't know how big it is, but in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you guys.
A lot of people.
We bless you guys. Now watch this. I love the worship that happens at Bethel. I like the worship that happens at that, what's his name? Stephen Furtick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, him. I like their worship. I like Brother Copeland's worship. I like the word that these men preach and teach. But I got a word for you. At the end of the day, God's not concerned about how many of them you listen to. He's concerned how much you've been with him.
Yeah.
The Father wants to be one with you.
Ooh, there's that pointer finger.
That was that pointy finger. But I want you to notice, it's not long bony finger of condemnation. It's the finger of God saying, you. Any of you that's in the thread with the music that for the 10th meeting, that music by Brother Stephen, or not Stephen Curtis, what's his name? Michael W. Smith. That is an amazing, that's an amazing hour and a half of worship in the city of Nashville. And when you find out, when you look at it, it was actually a prayer service for the city of Nashville.
Yeah.
And Michael W. Smith, who is very excellent in playing and singing and has been there for a long time in the kingdom. In God, long time don't matter. Anointed for a long time matters. And finally, the other day, I actually had sat long enough that I watched that video near the end, and I saw Michael W. Smith lay down on the platform in worship and praise.
Yeah. Yep.
Not standing up at the end saying, give me praise, glory. Nothing wrong with loving your favorite people at all. When that man comes out on that platform and there's 25, 30,000 people screaming, hollering, yelling, I want you to think about this. More important than all of those people saying or doing anything they say or do is what Jesus is going to say to you on that day when he said, I gave you 75 cities in that nation go be an influence to. Did you receive the glory yourself or did you give it to me? Anybody know Toby Mack?
Yeah.
Toby Mack's one of my heroes, man. I love him. I love his music. He's been cutting edge since he put the first one out with the DC Talk. I took my kids to a concert of Toby Mack in Saginaw, Michigan. And they're like, Dad, we want him to get us to sign something. I'm like, all right, buy a poster, whatever. Let's get in line. It was interesting. Got in line in front of us. I'm like, oh, don't sign anything. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, keep letting people get in front of you. And I would say, hey, let's let these people get in front of us. They'd get in front. And they'd get in front. And they're like, they're on the end of the line. I'm like, that's where we want to be. It was so cool. We were the last ones in the line. And he's sitting there. He's not sitting behind the table anymore. He came out and he sat on the table. And he's like, what's your guys' names? Who are you? Tell me about yourself. Toby Mack. And we expressed our appreciation to him. He said, the greatest thing that anybody could ever say about me is that my music helped you walk with God. And I'm like, wow, I like this guy. I like him. Why? Because it ain't about him. It's about, did my music help you walk with God and enjoy your Christian life? Ever hear his song? It's a really good one. It's one of my favorites.
What's it about?
Gain the whole world, lose my soul.
Yeah.
I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul. Yeah. Say it with me. I'm going to let my light shine. I'm going to be salt in this earth. Whether it's on a platform or walking down the road helping somebody who's falling in the ditch. What did Kathy Angaroni say today? Had a flat tire and two sheriff deputies stopped to help her.
Yeah.
Their duty isn't to be out changing tires, but their duty is to be good people in the community, and they did that for her. My point of tonight, by assignment from the Father, is every one of you here are important to the work of this ministry. I don't know what caused me to do it the other day, but I went and looked at how many days we've been doing this. And I was amazed. But you know what God said? He said, don't talk about that number like that number's something. Rejoice in these people who've been here with you. Why? Because you're the ones that make this work. I'm sitting here, I'm teaching. I seem to, I have the anointing. I have the assignment to stand here and teach. I have the flow in God. I've paid a dear price to have this flow in God. I've had many things that tried to stop me in the ministry my whole life. I've just had many things happen. And at every point in your life, when God says, get this done, or God says, it's time to sit down and learn, it doesn't matter what he said, you got to do it. I've had times God said, you preach this message if nobody listens, and nobody listened. Nobody listened. But it don't matter. What are you going to do? Cry about it? No. God said, preach the message. Guess what I'm going to preach? Exactly what he gives me to preach. And you know what happens when you do that? You learn the flow.
Yeah.
You learn the flow. And now, because you were faithful, there's a blessing that comes to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, Wilma wants to see if I'm still blinking my eyes.
So funny.
Come on, Velma. That's one of the best statements in the community of faith history right there. Oh, it's okay. I see you blinking your eyes. I'm holding right now.
Tell Velma this story.
It was. Those are words from your sister, Velma, all right? Say this with me. Every gift, talent, and ability. That I have is important to this kingdom. And I need to let God use me.
Yes, and I need to let God use me.
And I'm working on several. Had to restart it, isn't that something? Brother Mike, use a half hit. And then a slip knot. And if all else fails, a running bowline is a really good one to use. For those loose ends you're trying to tie up there, brother. Love you, Mike. Thank you for being a part of what we do, brother. Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
That wasn't my thing.
Okay.
What is bloody eyes about?
I have to tell that. That was so funny.
That's right, Felicia. That's right. Not every day. Mike's got the nod. Wait, Mike, is that a nod or is it like donut of some sort? All right. It's okay, Felicia. Can't watch every day, but I appreciate it even more when I can. Amen. And you are welcome here every time you can be here.
Yes.
And you are needed here. Look at what you've commented and been a part of right here tonight. It is an amazing process and how this works. Some of you are like, yeah, but Pastor, I don't really have any great wisdom. Wait, your great wisdom might just be being here and adding some verses, saying an amen, shouting hallelujah, and then God gives you three words to type in, and you type them in, and they're of absolute importance here.
Yeah.
Apple says it's a knot. All right. Brother Mike has fried apple knots tonight, and they're probably pretty good. But he did not fry my computer to see if it was smelling like an apple yet. And Brother Mike, pray for Sister Leanne. She gave me the finger 2 times tonight. You weren't even anywhere close to the ladder, or I don't know what you used for that. Maybe a shield or something. Wait, this finger sideways. Bless you, brother. Love you, Mike. Let's pray. But no, let's not pray.
Wait, you have to tell them what the blinking eyes
look like. Oh, wait, the blinking eyes. The blinking eyes. Everybody's going to be like, he's blinking his eyes. What the heck is this all about? What are you guys talking about? Well, earlier, Sister Belma was there, and she's like, oh, wow, I froze. And then the next comment was, oh, no, your eyes are blinking.
Yeah. Your eyes are blinking. It was really funny.
But I know you had to be there, but just go ahead and laugh anyways.
That's the mama finger. Yes, it is, Felicia.
That song will be in my head all night. All right, we'll change it. You ready? We'll change that song to another one. Lean on me.
Oh, that's a good one.
When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. Oh, it won't be long. I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. She starts out. Just call on me, brother, when you need a friend. We all need somebody to lean on. Brother, I'm a blue ribbon sheep, man. I don't ever do anything that deserves a finger point. That's awesome. Father, no, I said that a minute ago, and we got to get this verse. Why, look at this verse. John 15, verse 13. Greater love has no man than this, than he would lay down his life for a friend. Verse 14. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Don't you want Jesus to call you his
yes.
friend?
Yes.
Now watch. Look at the next verse. No longer do I call you servants. For a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all the things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Watch this. 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. In the mighty name of Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen.
More of those songs. You ready? Let's pray. We got to pray and get receiving communion.
Right.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want to mention the names of everyone who has been here to help us grow and develop into this position. Because we are amazed at you. And there's so many people. We love every one of them, Jesus. And we ask you, like Sister Angel came on today. We ask you, Father, bring them back. Bring them back so we can meet and talk to them. In the mighty name of Jesus. We want to be a blessing to them. We want to be a blessing to them. Now, Lord, every one of these wonderful people that are part of this body, I ask you that you establish them in that perfect relationship with you, where it's no longer but a relationship with their Father through their elder brother Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they walk in your righteousness that you have made them. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, anoint us. Help us be with you to be anointed. I receive the anointing that's on these people's lives, Jesus. Every amen, every hallelujah, every preach it, every time they say, what did you just say? Every question that's asked. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. More people have courage to email and say, Pastor, what does this mean? Explain this to me. And then we bring it to the body, and all of us grow and develop in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord, that you put your light on the inside of us. And we choose to go shine for you every single day of our life. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Well, it is now time for New Covenant worship. So join us tonight in what we call New Covenant Worship Communion. I love it. Get your communion elements ready. In the mighty name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the cup, the bread. Okay, I'm going to read this in front of me now. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread, I love this, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. We would not be judged. You know, the greatest way to build a greater anointing is just judge yourself every day and judge no one to condemnation at all. John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I think it's one of the greatest revelations God's given to me in the last 5 years of my life. I get to stand before him on judgment day in great boldness. Why? Because as he is, so am I. So are you in this world right now. He's the head and we're the body. Say it. One with him. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. There is no fear in the communion elements. You come with a heart full of faith. You come out of wicked intentions. Why are you here anyways? This will hurt you. But everybody that's come saying, Lord, I need you. You're the perfect person to receive the communion elements. And God says, welcome, and I want you to be one with me. Amen, Sunday. Amen. See, Sunday, you just said that, and that makes me just about want to just get up and run all over there on the spot, right? Woo. Do you hear what she said? I get to be one with him. What an amazing statement. What an amazing statement. There's no fear in this communion elements at all. Relax. Relax. I release. Everybody did the pointy thing. Try that again, Pastor. Ready? In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every traumatic situation from church of well-meaning, dead, wrong, religious people binding you and not letting you enjoy the things of God. Don't judge them. They may not have known. Thank God for the revelation we have now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? Amen. Amen. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. You know what examination is? Lord, I need you. Perfect examination. That's it. Lord, I need you. And I come now. Are you ready? Pray this prayer with us. This is the prayer of salvation, the prayer of rededication, and the prayer of hallelujah, I'm in the kingdom. Get your kids with you. Have them take communion elements with you also. And teach them when they're young to give their heart to Jesus every day. You ready? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area. In every area.
And according to the book of John,
Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter into you. Jesus, I believe in you. And I receive you in my life.
And I receive you in my life.
Right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
In every area.
In every area.
Father, manifest that to their life right now.
Yeah.
Ready?
Amen.
Take all your sin and dump it out. Say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
But put your hands out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
And I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
With a manifestation of this glory.
With the manifestation of your glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in faith.
So I live in faith.
And power.
And power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
In Jesus'
mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. That's good, Becca. I am one with Jesus, our Lord. And God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
That's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the kingdom of God. I just figured out where she gets that pointing finger from. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're glad you're here. You might say, Pastor, that's the first time and I had things happening on the inside of me. Yeah, you did. It's not a feeling. It's the experience of your life going from darkness to light. From fear to faith, from sin to his righteousness. It is amazing. And we're glad that you came and did it with us. And top it all off, the Father said, adopt them into the family. Make them one of the kids. Jesus is your elder brother and God is your Father. That is Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. They're going to put my email address and website in there so that you have a preacher you can get a hold of and ask a question.
Amen.
Some of you aren't asking enough questions. Some of you might still say, Pastor, I can't even figure out why you're doing what you're doing around here yet. Well, send me an email. Ask me a question, long or short. I want to know. I've got 10 verses to send anyone who's a new believer to help you know who our God is. That is my responsibility. And it's how it works. You send me an email, I send you one. You send me another one, I'll send you another one. You stop sending me emails, I'm not going to keep sending you emails. I don't sell the email list. I don't even use it to mass email 1,000 people to tell them to do something. And I think I got 10, 20, 20,000 contacts in my email address box, but I don't do it because that ain't my place. My place is to help you walk with God. If you want emails from me, you tell me, and then I'll do. That's how I work. That's the safest way.
Yep.
We're glad to help you walk with God, and that's our responsibility. Communion service is on the website, and you can go there and receive communion every day, and I recommend it. Nobody has to be there to do it with you. There's no place in the Bible that says that. That's just in church doctrine books.
There's the finger again.
Everybody's going to go talk to their friends tomorrow and say, I have a pastor that gives us the finger all the time. Jesus, help us. Of the most amazing things we've ever had in this ministry. Get you some communion elements. You're ready to receive the communion elements. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my peace.
Is on you, Lord.
Is on you,
and
Lord.
By your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing.
Every joint supply.
Every joint supply.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive a broken body together. Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. We receive the life. We receive the life. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Cup, red like sin, white like snow. You put the blood of Jesus in and your sins will be as white as snow.
Amen.
Ready? Pray it with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful. Cleansing force.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been reconciled.
With my Father.
With my Father.
And every sin.
And every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. And all things have become new. And I thank you for by the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over and cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of
Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room. Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
and
Jesus.
The word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down forever.
Cast down
and
forever.
There's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My
robes are made white.
I will always be
the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me. Thank you, Jesus, for the revelation tonight. I seal it in the blood of the Lamb. They were saying they wanted to sing that song, He Calls Me Friend. Could have picked the easier one. So, let's sing Brother R.W. Shambach's song. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. For me, one day when I was lost, he died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Ready? The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, he died on the cross. I know it was his blood for me. Wait, you got to hear Brother R.W. singing it. And if you've never heard him sing, find him on YouTube so you get the joy. Because only an old tent meeting man sings like that, all right? Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Ready, let's sing. The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows
to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood gives me strength from day. It will never lose its.
Now, that's it. Thank you for being here. And listen to me. I receive your gift. I receive your gift. I receive your gift. But it's not because of how smart you are. It's because of how much you love God and you walk with him. And you guys are the best there is. Hey, bless you, Sunday Geyser. Gonna have to write a song, because Sunday always says, good night, sweet friends. Good night, sweet friends. May the blessed Lord keep you. Then we got to get a little thing in for the country western people. And may the sun shine on your face. Oh, wait, the moon.
What is the song
with? And you got to get a little rock and roll. I'm telling you right now, I want you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's just the anointing. It causes you to do strange things. Okay, good night. We declare your little buddy is healed, healthy, and whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless you, Sunday. Bless all your family. Dane, free. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Justin is good to have you here just in faith. Amen. Bless you, brother. This is what we do every night. You're always welcome to be here with us. Just don't rap. Good night, Wilma. Love you, Wilma.
Love you, Wilma.
Bless you too, Jim.
Yes.
Bless you, brother. Lives. Thank you so much, Wilma. What you do is amazing.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
You may not have seen the result of it, but I'll tell you right now, that is an amazing thing. It is being a serious blessing to us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, those of you that say, Pastor, I got some time. I asked at lunch today that you message me. It's part of that meeting. We're going to have a Zoom meeting where we can all of us get together and talk about how we do things together. And there's a lot that we can have your help with here. You don't have to be some highly skilled person. You just have to be somebody, say, Pastor, teach me what to do, and I'll help you get it done. And guess what? You'll be a blessing. And every person's life who you help is going to be credited to your account in heaven. And that's a blessing. Kathy Angaroni, we love you. Remember, we're always here. Always, 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 always. God bless you all richly. Love and hugs to you. Leanne and the community of faith, you're such a great blessing. Until we see you tomorrow, I want some mangoes and bananas.
Ooh, yeah. Love you guys.
We love you.
Good day.
Sister Mary Fernandez, I don't see you publicly, but we bless you tonight. Call you healed in Jesus. Mighty name. Till we see you again tomorrow at noon for prayer. That's what we say.
We love you.
We love you.
And
God loves you.
And Jesus
is
Lord.
Is Lord. He truly is. Is that it? Wait, she asked me to sing a rap song.
You know, she said, don't.
House of joint, like a brother with attitude, coming straight, you better give me platitude. It's been too long since I heard a song. I used to have it. DC Talk rap right there. Get that Philip Trancer. Amen. Amen, Joey. Amen. Get that fella transferred and come over.
Amen.
All right. So if tomorrow you see us standing by some banana trees, you'll know we made it to Malaysia.
Yeah.
Love you guys. See you soon.
What awesome people and an awesome program. And even as the people change, it's just amazing.